As we continue what we left off from yesterday, right smack in the middle of a very, very important sugya that touches on so many things, so many loose ends throughout the course of this year. It all started with this cow. It all started with this udder. In France is trying to eat an udder, okay? Some guy's trying to eat an udder, and the cow gets mixed into a pot of cholent, and that's a disaster. Because some of the milk is now oozing out of the cow into the cholent. We have no idea how much is, it's not. And therefore the Gemara throws its hands up and says, Lo yadin kam nafik, we have no idea how much you had to be Mishayar. And therefore, misafik, we have to be Mishayar k'neged kula. So this get to be shown him on a roll. What other cases do we know that we potentially have to be Mishayar k'kula? So the Ramban started the ball rolling by saying, well, Kalim, every pot and every spoon, every ladle, whenever there's any problem, any mix of any kind whatsoever, Lo yadin kam nafik, that's the guiding principle. Now, truth to be told, we know that Rabbi Yishai disagreed, but the Ramban won out, the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the starting point of everything we're talking about as of now. So, Lo yadin kam nafik is true by Kalim. Then, the Ramban started to make matters even more complicated by saying, well, every once in a while, we do know kam nafik v'nei, if we could track it, if we could measure it, if we know exactly how much, very, very small kazayis of whacking mac, within the last 24 hours, so we know kama nafik v'nei, unless we also have a chetich nas nevela issue, unless we also use that same spoon an hour before the whacking mac to stir some other meat, and now we may have to reckon with chetich nas nevela, which opened up a whole world of yes, chetich nas nevela b'blias, no chetich nas nevela b'blias, major machlekes b'shem. So that's pretty much where we left off yesterday, and then at the very, very end of the shiur, so we introduced the Shita of the Arayim. And the Sefer Arayim, the Helig of Lashon Nitz, the Tam Hubuk, the Tam, has the following, almost a pshat. He says, you want to know, whenever you have a ladle sticking into a pot, is there a chetich nas nevela problem or not? Says the Arayim, it depends. What does it depend upon? What material the ladle is. If we're dealing with a kasherable spoon, a kasherable pot, a kasherable ladle, so then whatever is kasherable does not lend itself to chetich nas nevela. Whatever is not kasherable does subject itself to chetich nas nevela. Again, we can understand it, misvara, that chetich nas nevela means it's treif, it's usur, it's bad, it's horrible, it's miserable. How can you say such terrible things about something that's about to be kasher in 10 minutes from now? Something that's also the other blood, you can label a chetich nas nevela. That was the spark pshuta within the Sefer Yerayim. Now again, technical details, we spent some time on yesterday, the Yisrael Hetzer threw a curveball at us and said, maybe the Uranium's facts are not even right, maybe Cheres is also kashmir, okay, you know, but I can lose too much sleep over that right now. We're going to Ikfas, the Heligi Uranium, we're back in the city of, was it Mitz, wherever that was, we're back in the city of Mitz, or Metz, whoever you pronounce it, and we're trying to figure out what exactly Rebbe Mitz said. So we know for a fact that he drew a distinction between Cheres versus other materials. But there's one point of lack of clarity in the Sefer Yerayim. One point. There are 100 points of lack of clarity. There's one point right now we're focusing on. Namely, was Rav Lozvi Mitz almost building off of the Ramban? Was he addressing belias inside of a kli? And he was saying, if you have a cheres ladle which has belias in it, then since those belias are not kasherable, those belias will never leave. But if it's a mateches ladle, where the blias are in today and out tomorrow, they're easily kasherable, you can't say chetichlas nevela on the blias. So the Sefer Yerayim is talking the same language that the Ramban is talking, but unlike the Ramban, who quotes two extremes, the Ramban first says, chetichlas nevela always applies to blias. And then he says, backpedal, it never applies to blias. The Sefer Yerayim says, not always, not never, sometimes. But even if the Arayim was in the world of Belias, what if there are no Belias here? What if you're just simply talking about the Guf HaCheres and Asa Nevela? That would be absurd. That is ridiculous because, as said somebody said, how could metal be a problem? How could a clean be a problem? How could Cheres be a problem? The Cheres itself is a problem. Cheres becomes, it has the Nebuchadnezzar, because the joke is that. Kashrut speaks to food, doesn't speak to the earthware. So the Sefer Yerayim, when he distinguished between Cheres Mateches, he didn't mean vis-a-vis the pieces of Cheres versus the pieces of Mateches. He meant vis-a-vis the Bleas that are inside. But look, there are no Bleas in there. So then, what Shach Tovech Tichlas is available? That's one way of understanding the Sefer Yerayim. Or maybe no. Maybe a more radical way of understanding the Sefer Yerayim, that the Sefer Yerayim is not even talking the same language as the Ramban. The Ramban was talking about Bleas, and the Sefer Yerayim is saying, Bleas? Of course Bleas are a problem. I'm talking much more than that. I'm talking about what? I'm talking about the Guf HaCheres. I'm talking about the Guf HaMapeches. What would that mean practically? It would be an unbelievable thing. It means this later wasn't even used for other material before. It's brand new. It's fresh, right out of the factory. And you only used it for one small kezias of something. And now, boom, Chetichinas Nevelo on what? On the entire ladle, Chetichinas Nevelo. So if we would read the Aram like that, I mean, I didn't say we're going to, but if we're going to go out on a limb and interpret the Aram in such a, what a b'chudish took away, we're going to have to change something on the board. What are we going to have to take out of off the board? What caused the problem in the ladle in the first place? I stuck it into wacky mac, and now I'm putting it into meat. So according to this Chumra version, this newfangled, radical version of the Urayim, not only do I have to cheshbon kineged the kedayis of wacky mac, I have to cheshbon kineged the entire what? The entire ladle, right? That is an incorrect statement. There's no way Rav Elazar Mizrachi would ever say such a thing. Why is that? What is wrong with that scenario? I take a ladle and I stick it into wacky mac. There are no bleas in it. Zero. There's no bleas from before. It's brand new, right out of the factory, right off the assembly line. I stuff it into the wacky mac. I know I have a kezias. Nope, it's cheres. You have a disaster. What's the problem with that? Not only no bas b'chalav, there's no what? There's nothing else. Chaticha nases. Did someone finish that sentence for me? Chaticha nase wacky mac. Chaticha nase chalavi. Chaticha nase smilchiks. Lo shamana davas emayayimam. There's no such animal called chaticha nase smilchiks. There's chaticha nase davayim bas b'cholot. There may or may not be chdas b'shari surim, but there's no chdas. I don't have to. So if the Sefer Yerayim is really truly saying that the guf acheres becomes nitfas with the shem nevela, what do we have to substitute wacky mac for? Chazir. I took a brand new fresh ladle, stuck it into a pot of chazir, and now took that ladle and stuck it into a kosher pot, and maybe the Yerayim is saying, even though I know there's only a kedayis of chazir in the original pot, maybe chadich las tevela addresses guf acheres, and chadich las tevela now is mechayev me to be mishai kenegah the entire ladle, that I could buy. That I could swallow. Again, it's not a great surprise that Rav Elazar Mizrachi was buying to his Rebbe Rav Tam that there's Chetich Las Nevela Bishari Surim. That wouldn't be so bad. That wouldn't hurt me too much. But to say Chetich Las Nevela Milachiks is absolutely off the charts. It's out of the realm of possibility. So again, I'm not even sure what Rav Elazar Mizrachi said. I don't even know whether Rav Elazar Mizrachi went on in a limb to say such a wild thing that the Guf HaCheres becomes Nevela. I can't tell from the words of the Sefer Yerayim himself. But if he did, and he's clearly not talking about wacky mats. He's clearly talking about chazir. So who, which great gedolei olam, the ge'ene olam, the peiske of Klal Yisrael, were fighting out this very nekuda within Shittas of Elazar Mizrachi? Anyone know? Didn't put it on the Maamar Kamos? Nowhere. Nowhere in the Maamar Kamos. Gotta be here somewhere. Let's take a look at the eighth of the Maamar Kamos. Okay. Comes the Ramah and is commenting. The Shulchan Aruch just quoted two opinions in Rishonim, whether you say Chetich Las Nevela by Bleas or not. He's calling the Ramban and the Yeshom and the Ramban. Says the Ramah, three lines on the bottom. V'yei she'enan mechalkin ben kafiyosh and mechadosh. There are some who say it doesn't matter whether it's a new spoon or whether it's a pre-used spoon. Rak ben kli cheres l'shar kelim. V'omrim, Debekli cheres the ev shela hafere yisrael deagala. Amrinon. What did the Ramo just say? I can't even read the words. What does he say? Anyone following? No one knows. Haklinas in Avela. The Ramo just said that there were some Rishonim who do not differentiate whether there's bullies or not. The Ramban said, if there are bullies, then maybe we have a problem. No bullies, nothing to talk about. And the Ramban himself sided with the fact that even bullies is not a problem. That's the way. Comes the Ramban and says, Yeshanim, it doesn't matter whether there are bullies or not. All that matters is the kind of kli that it was. Is it cheres or is it mateches? If it's cheres non kashival, then the gufa kli just became the Ganazanela. Who is he quoting? Who's responsible for this? The Mordechai and Perkin and Nosha. Who do you think the Mordechai is quoting? Sefi Reim. The Ramon learned this guy. He learned this. The Chodesh learned this revolutionary shot that the cheres gufa becomes Nasa Nevela. Comes to Shach in the 9th in the Maamar Kermes and says, Hayesh Bechalkim, Hu Masha Kosa B'Toras Chatas Reish Kwa Pehe B'Shem HaMordechai. Back to the Sefer Reim. The Kosov, the 9th of Mount Kosov, the Vidavashesh, the Hagola, Lo Minimech Dichras Nevela, Kevin Shevshel, the Hafred, the Yisra Mishom, Ayid Hagola. Umikom Wapam, even within this Mordechai and this Yerayim, Nira Didavka Bekli Yoshon Ka Amar Hochi. The Mordechai, the Yerayim, would never ever say it if it's a brand new, fresh off the market ladle, because there are no bleeds altogether in it. Avab Bekli Cher, Avab Bekli Chodosh, if it's brand new and there are no bleas, afilu shocheres, nobody would ever say what the Ramon just said. You know how strong, how emphatic the Shach was? Eina ola al hadas, shaguf acheres yasin avela. It's not ola al hadas to say such a thing. It obviously was very much ola whose das?
Your aunt.
What? Ramon said it, the das your aunt. Ramon. Was convinced that the Aram actually meant it. So Rabbi say, Abba, you want to be Machuya, which is the Ramon Nishach, doesn't he? Have a good time. Okay? Back to our story, Rabbi say. Let's put a piece of that puzzle back together. So what do we know at this point about Chetich and Asin Leila? Chaz a little bit. What do we know? What new insight to Chetich and Asin Leila do we have from our sugya? We have a Machlekes, 2 days in the Ramban, where the Chetich and Asin Leila only applies to the end, but even applies to Bleas. We have this Sefi Arayim that links Chetich and Asin Leila to inability to kasher, and we have machlekes to Ramban Shach, just what the Yerayim did it. So if all you did at this point was look up the Ramban and you look up the Mordechai, we'd say you understood the sugya klar. But Baruch Hashem, I hope that everybody went the extra mile and actually looked up the who? What? Didn't I put the Sefer Yerayim on the Maamar Kermes?
Yeah. Six.
Who here read the Sefer Yerayim? Who here read it mitchila v'yatzayif? Who here understood it mitchila v'yatzayif? Who here was so shaken up by what the Sefer Yerayim said that they were convinced that I've been misleading you for the last 3 months? Okay. Everything I've told you since the first day of August has just been thrown into question by the Sefer Yerayim. Don't feel bad. Let's first see what he said, what he didn't say, and why we still say what we said. Comes the Sefer Yerayim, not just a little excerpt of the Mordechai, but actually tells us this fact that Chetich and Asin Leila depends upon will remain also the other border now. That's the klal gadol of the Sefer Yerayim. If this Isser is going away, if this Isser is going to be removed somehow, some shape or form, you have a way to physically remove this Isser, that's not Chetich and Asin Leila. You can know that from Tzadik and Sefer Yerayim, because Shimon Yomar, two Gemaras, that he claims says that yisod, that Chetich and Asin Leila is dependent upon this fundamental yisod, that it has to be an isser that's not rectifiable. But the breakthrough of the Sefer Yerayim that doesn't appear in the Mordechai, Mordechai quotes a very, very snip of the Sefer Yerayim, the breakthrough is what the Lumbus is, what's the Svara. Why should that be so critical? That which was the engine that drove the Sefer Yerayim to say that Cheres is so radically different. Cheres is subject to Chetich and Asin Leila, not Mateches. What is the nature of this idea? If Efshar Bahatir, that creates Chetich and Asin Leila. This is the Yisoda Yisodas. So everyone realizes that that is the fundamental principle of the entire Sefer Yerayim. Yev Shalat Terisa, Dir Fuch Techstabel Kiksin. Why is that? How would you even begin to logically understand that equation of the Sefer Yerayim? What do you have to ultimately ask yourself, Rabbi Sai? We've been talking about this topic for 3 months. Why is Chedich Nasvela true? Before, who here heard of Chedich Nasvela before you opened up Maseches Chulin? If I would have told you on the first day, oh, by the way, a little chaza falls into a pot of potato soup, now the whole potato soup is a problem. And now it falls into the whole, everything's a problem. I would say, come on, Rabbi, what is the joke is that? The chaza is chaza, potato soup is potato soup. Or even the milk and the meat. A little milk falls into a big pot of meat, and then some of that falls to the next pot of meat. Milk, Rabbi, milk is awesome. Milk and meat is awesome. Meat and meat is mutter. Right? I never heard of such a thing. Comes the Gemara Dafkum Chas and tells me a Chiddush Medina called Chitich Rastaveda. Where does it come from? What's it based on? What's the svar for it? Let's chaz for a second. What's conventional wisdom? What have we been saying for the last 3.5 months? Why is Chitich Rastaveda true? Why? Tell me, why? Why? Don't. No. You have to explain why. Why does this halach exist? Because what? Because what? Because it's Hatter. Chatir Nazavela has its roots in Bas B'cholov. Because milk is mutter. And meat is mutter. But the Torah says the mixture is also. So basically what the Torah says is that the mixture is also. So everything that's part of the mixture is also. You can no longer say that only the milk is the problem. There's nothing wrong with milk. There's nothing wrong with meat. Chaticha nasa sevela. The two have joined together. They've mixed together. Anything and everything that's part of that haraves is a problem. That is the parasha of Bas B'cholov. That's part of the chiddush of Bas B'cholov. Then Bas B'cholov would have been that you're not allowed to eat any meat ever, and now you mix it with milk, so now you can't eat the food because of the meat. That's the chaticha sevela. Chaticha sevela is predicated on the assumption that it's heter beheter. Therefore, the nature of the yisra is no longer the individual components. The lumbus of the Yisra Bas B'chol is the Tarei B'Shavai. So, Akol B'chol, Tarei B'Shavai. And the Melech Chitich Rastaveda. Who is the biggest supporter of that theory? That's exactly what Rabbi Ephraim said. And that's why he said the buck stops here. There's no Chitich Rastaveda outside the Bas B'chol. And Rabbi Natan disagreed. Chazar Rabbi say, according to the Ran's version of Rabbi Natan back from first year, according to the Ran's version, Rabbi Natan fundamentally what? Agrees to Rabbi Ephraim. The Ikaron Rabbi Ephraim's right. The only reason why Lamaisa in that kitchen, a little chaza soup, pulled into potatoes, and why we say the whole soup is all sweating, that's a quirk, a dindarabana, a gzeira to Bas B'cholov, but it's not real. That is Rabbi Ephraim's version of Chitich Rastaveda, that's the Ran's Rabbi Natan's version, that's conventional wisdom of Chitich Rastaveda. We had a curveball thrown at us a couple of months ago. Where Kivega discovered a Tosfos that had a little bit of an unconventional wisdom. What was it? What did Rabbi Kivega dig up a Tosfos that said the Chitich Rastaveda was deraisa, right? That was derived from Kasher and Kalim. So we had almost like a revamped Chitich Rastaveda. So what's the beer of that Chitich Rastaveda? It's obviously not just the Bas B'chol oriented halacha. What's the engine that's driving Chitich Rastaveda according to Tosfos' version of it? That's deraisa by Shari Surin. What's driving it? Who remembers? Genesis and Abishus. What's the beer of Rabbi Natan? How could Rabbi Natan say such a wild thing? Have a pot of potato soup. All potatoes, all potatoes, all potatoes, all potatoes. And now all of a sudden a little bit of chaza falls in. And it's not part of a shishim. And now, if this soup falls into this big pot, sorry, you don't have shishim, everything's straight. I have shishim of the little chaza, does match this as well as their eyes. What's the rationale? That has nothing to do with heter beheter anymore. So there has to be a different rationale according to Tosfos. What's the rationale? Who remembers? What was Yonis Amshin's breakthrough? Mati Anderson? It must be Rabbi Natan L'shitasoi. What was Rabbi Natan, the biggest proponent of what principle? Tam Kikar. What does Tam Kikar mean according to Rabbi Natan? Did we talk about this? No. Way, way back. Do we quote this from Yonis Amshin? Do we say this beer? What's the beer? What's the beer? Just because the machine is over doesn't mean that he didn't move on to forget everything we learned. No. According to According to Rabbi Adam, not only is Tam keeping your eyes up, but Hefter Nebach Leo's Isser. According to Rabbi Adam, for Tam keeping your beans, any and every food that has a taste of treifos is now treif. That's what Tam Kikur means. That is the Chiddush of Tam Kikur. That's why hopefully we're going to talk about this a great length down the line. Rabbi Natan says that you have a little chaz that falls into a pot of soup. And if it's not batel, if you take a kezias of soup, did you hear what I said? Not a kezias of chaz. A kezias of soup. You know what happens to you? You know what you chayev? Malchus. Because you ate a kezias of treifos. So all the other Misham Jom, Rabbi Natan, you didn't eat a kezias of treifos. You ate a kezias of soup. In the kezias of soup, there's a tenth of a kezias of treifos in there. What's the answer? What did Rabbi Natan say? No, you ate a kezias of treifos. You know why? Because that is the Chiddush HaTorah. Heter nepach lios iser. That's Rabbi Natan's theory. Other Rishonim disagree with it. Hopefully we'll talk about that. It's going to be a major, major, major secret coming up ahead. But Rabbi Natan's theory about Tam Kikar is not just that I can't eat the soup. Tam Kikar means that the soup is not called chaza soup. It's permeated chaza soup with chila liatzoy. Every ounce of the soup is chaza soup. Even though there's only a kezias of real chaza in there, hapidin, you have an entire pot of chaza soup. So what does Rabbi Yosef Abshik say? That din of Tam Kikar is what is responsible for what other halacha? Why is it now that if this, a little bit of this pot, number one, falls to pot number two, why do I need shishim, keneged, everything? Why is it not enough just keneged the first kezias? What's the answer? Because it's dreifus, because it's chaza. That's what Tam Kikar means. So says Rabbi Yosef Abshik, we didn't talk about this beginning of the year. We didn't quote this, just to tell me the truth, maybe we didn't. We didn't quote this Rabbi Yosef Abshik. We did. Okay, I thought we did. Okay. So comes Rabbi Yosef Abshik with Rabbi Gregor, with the Tosfos, and says that Chatichat HaSnevela is a corollary of Tam Kikar. It is Rabbi Natan's theory of Tam Kikar just playing out in terms of numbers. So everybody say again, how many different models do we have? Chatichat HaSnevela, we have Rabbi Ephraim's plain, simple model. It's based on Hefter to Hefter. It's limited to Bas B'Cholov. Doesn't budge. We have the Ran who fundamentally buys into that, but takes it out with the Rabbanon to other Yisroel as a Gezeira. Then you have either DCF Taisus from Kivega, Vim, and Ibshit. That's a real Din D'Araisa. It's not limited to Bas B'Cholov. It's an outgrowth of Tam Kikar. Those are the standard models, conventional wisdom of Chatichat HaSnevela that we said until now. The Sefer Reim has a brand new model. Legamri, different model. Everyone knows what the model is? Can anyone form by through the model? Anyone tell me between the lines? Says the Sefer Reim, the source of the entire sugya of Chatichat HaSnevela, catch this one, is Chal, and of Tzadi Zayin Lebeis. This is the most pivotal part of every all of Yerodea, tucked into the inner recesses of this udder of the animal. What does that mean? What did the Gemara say on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis? Whenever you have a Davar HaAsur that's giving off taste, and you have no way of measuring how much that taste is, what must you do? You have no choice but to do what? Mishab HaKurah. Therefore, let's say a real nevela. Imagine for a second, a real piece of nevela, a real piece of chazer, fell into a pot of soup. Let's get a good, some good pictures of it. I'm cooking my pot of soup. A lot of kosher soup in here. And boom, a kezias of chazer falls in. Kezias of nevela falls in. And I yank it out right away. Oy, 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 pull it out right away. I have to cheshbon, what? Some of the tam left a piece of chazer. How much tam left? What's the answer? No clue. So what do I have to do? Even though it's absurd, it can't be really be kulo because I took out 3/4 that are already out. But I have no idea. There's no way to put a number short of Ruach HaKodesh of knowing how much chazer left. So therefore, since any amount, your guess is as good as mine left, we have to be mishar b'kulo. And the source for this din in Shulchan Aruch is Chulta Sari Zayin. Chal. Says the Yerayim, imagine if the following happens. I have a piece of meat, a pot, a piece of kosher meat, a little bit of treifus falls onto the kosher meat. Right, a little small piece of treifus falls onto the kosher meat. and let's say there's nothing else, the pot, or not, it's above the pot, whatever, leave out, wrote them, I don't want to get involved in that. Leave that in details right now. And boom, you don't have shishim in the piece of meat, kineged the chazer. So what do we just say about the piece of meat? Can you eat the piece of meat? You don't have shishim. Can you eat the meat? Come on. Ready? We should have to answer that with a little more conviction. No, you can't eat the meat. Okay? So when the person came, your wife came with this piece of meat to the rabbi. I'm holding this piece of meat for dear life. Rabbi, tell me, can I eat this piece of meat? And the rabbi says, well, tell me how much chaza fell onto it. Too much chaza fell onto it. Not enough meat. The rabbi gives a clap to the shtender. What does he say? This piece of meat is what? Is, what does he say? He's a real lamdan. It's a shtik nevela. He doesn't really mean nevela. He means straight. He doesn't really trade. It's awesome. He just yanked hashgach off of it. Straight. Can't eat it anymore. Right? So the woman comes back home, sad and dejected. And she has this piece of meat. Let's look at this piece of meat very, very carefully. Okay? Let's look at it under a microscope. This is the piece of meat. And there's a little bit of chazir that got spread out. Nebuch, we have less than shishim. So we had to give a psak. What were the words of the psak again? Avela. Reifa. Osar. Can't eat it. No, you want it. That was the psak. So she's walking around the house with this piece of meat. That now walking around very dejected with this label on the meat that says, no OU on it. Treif gomer. Because the rabbi got gazok. It's treif gomer. Okay? What happens? By mistake, somebody takes this piece of meat and throws it into a what? Into a big pot. Right? Big pot. Okay, comes, tosses the meat into the pot. Loads of food in here. Potatoes. Got keepers in the bottom, you got meat in the back, you got rota, you got loads of things, chalked galore. Okay? What should the din really be? Really, truly. You need shishim kineged what? Between you and me. What should the din really be? Before you learn chul, what would you say the din should be?
The original.
Only kineged, the little red dot, right? Kineged, the original piece of chazer. But it's not really treif. We know it's not really treif. I know that. And you know that. And the rabbi knows that. But who doesn't know that? What? No. Who doesn't know that? The wife doesn't know that. If you never really learn your day, you don't know that. You're a mom in the chachamim. You're a tzvimistika guy, tzvimistika woman. And what happened? The rabbi said it's treif. So you think, what does that mean, it's treif? When you hear those words, it's treif, what does it's treif mean? Means it's treif. It's a piece. It's like a piece of chazer at the store. What's the difference? What a munus chachamim here. You have to like be in awe of this woman. She's the rabbi said it's treif. So if the rabbi goes up the treif in her mind, there isn't the slightest bit of difference between this piece of meat and what, and a piece of meat that comes from what, from an oink oink. Okay, it's the same thing. In her mind, this is a piece of bacon. There's not the slightest. This is from a Sa'a Shechita with Allah Hidurim and everything. It's Kalatul Mahadin and Mahadin. It's just got a little drop of Chazrim there. But the rabbi says, Treif. The rabbi says, goes. It's Treif. So now we're going to tell the following. We're going to say, oh, lady, don't worry about it. Okay? I know it's Treif. It's okay. I know it's Treif. But when it falls into this pot, you don't really have to be Mishar Bekulo. You just have to be Mishar what? Just a little pits. This is part. You don't really have to be Mishar Bekulo. What's going to happen next? It's a slippery slope in life. What's going to happen next? Tomorrow, a piece of chazah is going to fall into the pot. She's going to pull it out right away. And what's she going to say? Yesterday, the rabbi said, it's treif. And my loving husband, who learned your day, told me, it's okay. It's okay, Rebbe said, it's all right. You don't really have to Mishar Bekulo. That's okay. She's going to think, well, if yesterday's tray for peace, I don't have to be Mishakin and Kulo. Today's tray for peace, I also don't have to be Mishakin and Kulo. And that'll be a tremendous mikshel, because then she will be in clear violation of what sugya? What Gemara is going to be staring her in the face? What? What Gemara is going to be saying, no, mistake. You have to be Mishakin and Kulo. It's not an option. After Shavuot and Kula, which Gemara? Chal. So he's out of a base. Says the Sefer Yerayim, it all started and ended with Chal. Because Chazal were Mishaya for us and said, you can't be Mishaya anything short of Kulo. Anything short of Kulo is not an acceptable way of being Mishaya. So therefore, if a real Chaza, real Nebelis, real Chaza falls in, you must be Ikra, didn't be Mishaya for Kulo. Leis Breira. If we're going to ever let you get away with being Mishaya with less than Kulo, because of some hocus pocus sock that this is really the Chaza, but hocus pocus, it's the right sock, it's the Yemes. Therefore, who said Chatich Das Devel? Who made up Chatich Das Devel? The Torah? Not the Torah. It's a Tachanis Lachon, it's an Issa de Rabbanon, a Gezeira Otu what? Otu Chal, or Chal-like. It's a Gezeira, if we get into the bad habit of not being Mishai Bakulo, next thing you know is you won't be Mishai Bakulo when there's real Nevelos and Trefus. Who here saw this in the Sefer Yerayim? Did I meet, I made it all by myself? I thought he says it like black and white. No, I have to go back tomorrow. Really. No, did he say it? Okay, that's what he said. Okay, that's the concern. They want me to find it for you inside, actually. Oh, come on. Find the page.
Number 6.
Yeah. He says it black and white. We can talk about it. The first paragraph. 5 lines to the bottom of the first paragraph, the end of the line. Shetam she'amru chazal osa chaticha nasas nevela mishum she'nikwa she'en isa ala chaticha v'nikwa es chaticha isa kama chaticha nevela v'im hayinu omim shelo l'shai b'kula hayo bali dey kilko sh'af ben nevela gebura hayo m'matim shelo l'shai b'kula she'ma'acha she'nikwa lov she'en isa osa nechlufi b'chaticha nevela gufa hilk nechomu l'shai b'kula. I made that up. Isn't that exactly what he said? No, exactly. No, that's exactly what he said. It's all made up by the Chachamim as the Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, because we said it's treif, kavol of shem iser, because we called it treif, that gets the ball rolling. Because we said it's treif, that creates in the mind psychological mistake, oh, that equals a piece of chazir. And if we let you get away but not be Mishav Kulo here, you'll fall short here, and that will be a clear violation of Tzchulun Satsari Zayim Betchal. That is the flaw of Chatichah Das Nevela. Notice, that is no resemblance, living or dead, to who? To neither Ben Ephraim, nor Ben Etam, nor Tosis, a whole new world. It's a whole new world of Chatichah Das Nevela. It's a gezeira because people are going to get confused because they have such amuna to the rabbis that they call, the rabbis said it's straight, and their mind is straight. Rabbi say, those who continued reading around the Sefer Yerayim, we'll now come to some fascinating conclusions that the Sefer Yerayim draws from this premise. Therefore, says the Sefer Yerayim, if and when this reason doesn't apply, then the Gezeirah doesn't apply. Can you give me some examples when the reason doesn't apply? Give me some examples of cases now. This was the theory now of the Sefer Yerayim. Everything is hinging upon this mistake. Now, what emanates from this premise? It says the Halachic Yerayim. I said, the Rebbe's been waiting 800 years to discuss the Shita. Come on. The Shulchanoch didn't even quote it. They said they didn't even have it. What emanates from the Sefer Yerayim? If everything is this equation, when this equation fails, then the whole Chumrah fails. Give me our first and foremost. That's on the list, but not the first one. Why are we talking about the Sefer Yerayim? We're trying to understand what other unique thing do we know about Yerayim? What does he say? Remember he said, sometimes you say, sometimes yes, sometimes no. What it depend upon? If it's kashuvah. Why is that important? Why is that a fact? Why is that a factor? Right now it's treif, it's not kasher. Right now I didn't kasher it yet. So it's for kasher. What's the answer? What? When can we say in people's mind that this is a piece of chazir? When you have something that's not rectifiable. A piece of meat has milk in it, a piece of meat has chazir, it's not rectifiable. But an issa that's here today is gone in 10 minutes by throwing into a pot of boiling water, you wouldn't call it what? And here's the key, it's a little question of nomenclature. You wouldn't call it what? I wouldn't call it trade. I wouldn't call it nevela. And if I wouldn't call it nevela, then which equation fails us? This is chazer. Because it's impossible to get this drop of milk out. But a pod of mateches, which is easily kasherable, you don't call that treif. You call that, don't use it, solve the problem, but it's not the lashon b'riyam koch tichnas nevela, and therefore the whole gezeira wouldn't deploy, and therefore you follow the din deraisis. The deraisis, the only mishar, can never get the actual issur itself. That is the rationale for the sefer Yirmiyah. He says it, temolin. Everyone saw that part? To the next part. You didn't trust in the first thing? What do you mean the whole kli is treif? It's not treif. It's going to be kashered in a minute. So obviously the whole kli is not treif. Eino nikra shein iser akol hakli. That's the lashon of the Sefer Yirmiyah. That's exactly what you just said. So the first gevalga kula that can be understood is, therefore, whatever can be kasher, it is no chatikah das nevela. By definition, no chatikah das nevela. Who here can tell me another fascinating example of where chatikah das nevela doesn't apply because the reason of the uranium doesn't apply? This is an answer to a riddle going back 3 months ago. This is not the first time we saw the uranium say something startling about chatikah das nevela. Who remembers? What was our first introduction to the Sefer Yirmiyah's very, very unique approach to Chatikah Das Nevela that nobody else quite understood, including Tosfos? What? Chatzi Chaticha. Remember that one? Who remembers that Tosfos? Tosfos was discussing, who remembers the Kasha of Tosfos? Tosfos was discussing what basic Kasha? Tosfos was at a bomb kasha. It was a bomb kasha. How come the halacha speaks about, recognizes the institution of what? Kidei what? Kidei klipa. Doesn't every klipa make a klipa, make a klipa, make a klipa? Damro fact. Everything should be chitachas, the veil should ask everything. Remember that kasha? That was Tosfos' kasha. Why doesn't one klipa make a next klipa, next klipa? What was Tosfos' solution to that problem? Who remembers? Remember that was Tosfos. And that was a huge problem because Poskim pointed out it doesn't make any sense. If you really believe Chatikah Das Nevela, so then the same way that you need Shishim in terms of quantity, why can't you say Chatikah Das Nevela Lagabe distance as well? Who remember what was the answer to that question? It was a question of the Bechina. Who solved that dilemma? That was the Tumas Hadeshins. Moshe with the what? With the stipping of the Shatnas, right? But Tosfos was turned the world upside down. Who remembers all the other kashas that Tosfos had? That they had to develop this whole yisoid, remember? About the kashering with the salt, with the shumman, with the maiseluch, with the tzia, all these billions of kashers, Tosfos developed the whole yisoid called Eina Nesu Yochel Esa. And then at the end, Tosfos said, oh, by the way, the Sefer Yirmiyah wasn't bothered with this kasha, because the Sefer Yirmiyah, what gives off? What? What's up with the Sefer Yirmiyah? The rabbi, blessed be mit, the bachaber of the Sefer Yirmiyah, hoi mechalek mishum dolo, michtech asnaz, the rabbi, mokhav shchaticha, el bechol hachaticha. The Ein Zetam. Doesn't make any sense. Ain't it time? I don't think this Tosfos, whoever wrote this Tosfos, had this Sefer Yirmiyah. I think he's quoting from Rishonim who have this tradition that Sefer, the rules of it said this. I don't think he had the Sefer Yirmiyah, Sefer himself. Because the Sefer Yirmiyah explains exactly why he says what he said. That's the reason. Why do you think he said just arbitrarily? It's only chatzich to cute. Chatzich to asmeelo, abachat chatzich no. It's a joke. What's the answer? The gezeira is, if I have to treif up and say this whole piece of meat is treif, in people's mind, that's like chazir. And then the gezerah starts rolling. But if I say to the woman, listen, Rebbe, listen, your meat is basically okay. Take a little peel or just take a knife and cut off a little edge of it. And everything else is okay. She's not going to come running home and say, you won't believe it, the rabbi told me that my meat is treif. The rabbi didn't say your meat is treif. The rabbi said you have one small, teeny, weeny, weeny clip that has to be peeled off. That's not a treif piece of meat. And therefore, there's no chashash, there's no gezerah, there's no concern. So the same way that Rav Lozman said, when the iser is potentially rectifiable, the whole gezerah doesn't make sense. When the iser is so minuscule that's limited to a mere clip of a chaticha, invite that doesn't make any sense. So far, so good. So Sefer Reyim makes a lot of sense now. He has a whole new approach to chaticha nas nevela. It's a gezerah derabanan. Not Rabbeinu Tam, not the Ron's gezerah derabanan to Pasuk Chav. A brand new gezerah derabanan, not new Pasuk Chav. And therefore, when the gezerah doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. That's why klimat teches is okay. That's why klipa is okay as well. So far, so good. What's the third breakthrough from Lozman Ritz? Another huge breakthrough. What does Lozman Ritz say? No? No ideas? What's the concern? The concern was that the rabbi said that this piece of meat, which is really a kosher piece of meat, it was kosher until an hour ago, the rabbi did kapaskin that it's treif. It has a little speck of treif in it, abokum shishim, the piece of meat is treif. So what does that mean, the piece of meat is treif? It means, what are people going to equate it with? So I, for like drama purposes, I drew a picture of oink oink on the board to make it really, really live, bring your chaza back to life. What are people really going to mistake it with? Come on, tell me the truth. What are they going to say? What are they really going to say? Not oink oink, but whatever the original chaticha was. That means that there was a piece of chazir, that this chazir fell in here, a little piece fell in, and we pulled it out, whatever it was. So people are going to say, the davar hanesar and the davar osar are really the same. That's the real gezerah. That if the rabbi said that a piece of meat that has a bli of chazir is osar, it means what the rabbi is really saying is that this piece of meat is now the equivalent of the original piece of chazir. That the nesa and the osar are really one and the same. There's no difference whether it's the original piece of oink oink or whether it's a piece of meat that received the bli of oink oink. It's all the same thing. That's the real gezerah. So again, all these cases, the gezerah is ridiculous. Doesn't apply to klipot, doesn't apply to klipas, etc. And now comes the Sefer Reyim with his biggest breakthrough in the sugya and says, well, where else does it apply now, your turn? It doesn't apply when it's a tarob, it's a mimishen amino. If chazir, let's say, look at chazir, if nevela falls onto a potato, what are people going to say? What do you think this woman's going to come? She's going to come running home and she's going to say to her husband, you won't believe it, the rabbi said, you see this potato? The rabbi said it's not a potato anymore. It's a piece of nevela. What's the husband going to say? Come on. What's he going to say? You're out of your mind. It's a potato. No? You're not from. You know, I told you what they told me in seminary. I listened to what the rabbi said. The rabbi said, it's not a potato. You're progressive. You go back to the Mishmerish. You have to believe the Chacham. The rabbi at Gazak, this Nishkin potato, it's a piece of nevela. Was a head, no fever, okay, she's a little nervous, right? Doesn't sound right. What's the answer? It's ridiculous. What nincompoop is ever going to walk away from the psak of the rabbi and say, the rabbi hooked us up, the potato is the nevela? What are they going to understand? If the rabbi said you can't eat the potato, what are they going to understand? Obviously, what did the rabbi mean? You can't eat the potato because what? It has a
flavor.
Because it has a little bit of flavor, you know, the nevela stuck in there. And therefore, it falls into another pot. So we're perfectly comfortable telling you to be Mishah Shishim Kineged what? Kineged the original Isser, and nobody in their sanity is going to ever say, oh, we're Mishah Shishim here. Now, by real Nevelim, we're going to be Mishah Shishim also. We're going to violate the Div Chal. It's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen. If it's Min Bemino, so what happened? A little Nevela fell onto my piece of meat. This is a hot dog, another hot dog. So when the rabbi said, you can't eat the hot dog now, give me a good kosher hot dog, give me a good bread of kosher hot dog.
It
was on. Okay, let's give me a good tray for one.
Nathan's.
Not Nathan's on Pico. Real. Is there still?
Nathan's
the real one.
Yankee Stadium.
Okay. So if Nathan's hot dog falls on tables at Hyman's hot dog, then one could argue that, you know, the rabbi said I can't eat Abel's and Hyman because it's a chaticha for Nathan's. It just became Nathan's. And now, if I'm going to let you get away with being Mishai, Shishim, Keneged, the drop of Nathan's, next thing you know is when Nathan's hot dog falls, then you'll be Mishai, Keneged, part of it also, and you violate Chal. So says the Sefer Yerayim, this Gezeira only makes sense when we're dealing with Bimimimim. It's a min, Mishaeino, Mino. So then once again, the whole Gezeira doesn't apply. So each one of these three things, what the Sefer Yerayim just did everyone realize this masterpiece the Sefer Yerayim did? Everyone didn't notice this when you were reading Sefer Yerayim? Okay, can everyone go back tomorrow and read the Sefer Yerayim? He developed this whole principle, this whole Yisoid, Mamashesh Be'ayin of Chtichinas Nevela, and then went case by case by case to show you why this is no subject anymore, and this is not relevant, and this is not relevant. Can I tell you a secret? Who remembers where the Gemara said Chtichinas Nevela? Don't tell us where the Gemara said originally. By what? The Chas, what was the Gemara talking about? Yeah, by what? By Bas Mechola? Yeah. So wait a second, hold the phone. Comes to Sefer Yerayim and asks it himself, I don't understand what I just said. According to my theory, Chaticha Das Nevela should never apply by what? By Bas Mechola. Because Bas Mechola, by definition, is always Mishen Amina. That's the Sefer Yerayim's new kasha. That Im Kane, I went too far. I went over the deep end because I just removed Chaticha Das Nevela. Every Bas Mechola should never be subject to Chaticha Das Nevela. What's the answer? So Sefer Yerayim says, no. True Bas Mechola of the Metzias is Mimishin Amino, but what? But the Lashon B'nei Adam, people view Bas Mechola as what? As almost like a Bin Bimino. Why? He tries to explain to you the psychology here of all the mixed up people. So he explains to you. We have to find it. We have to find where he has that line. The Eim HaHoshim, it's the last paragraph for the next page. On the next page. The Eim HaHoshim Yibas B'Cholav La'amur B'Cholav Basra Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Even though I agree that they're really based meaning, and based on my theory, it shouldn't be subject to Chaticha Nevela. Time Acharina Islay, Shabbos B'chol of Shneim Osim Zazah, Hacholav Machmas Habbos and Habach Machmas Hacholav. Yesh Lanu Lachshov Shneim Kichatichas Iser, Lefika Shabbo Shneim Yachad Naso Asurin. What does that mean? Even though they're not really min b'minu, and they really shouldn't be subject to this, but since they asa together, yesh lo lachshav shneim, therefore people call it more of a shtikl chaticha zisser anyway. It means when you have min b'she'en amino, like chazir in potato, on a potato, so it's so different from one another, nobody would ever call the potato a davra asr. But by Basa B'Cholav, people would call it a Davar also, even though it's really not the same item. That's the word. So he's sticking the Basa B'Cholav into the same pismen of the psychology. And therefore, even though it's parting ways slightly, it's not physically practical, maybe you know, but psychologically it is, and therefore for our purposes, it's enough to make a gzeira. What did the Sefer Yerayim just do with that last line? At that point, you should have mamish just smashed the skin of the spittings. When you saw him say that,
he undermined everything of Mimimino.
He undermined much more than that. What? He just took Chaticha Das Nevela by Basa B'Cholav and made it the Rabbanan also. It took us 3.5 months to find somebody who's going to say that. What the Savior Reim did was diametrically about 180 degree different from anything and everything we've seen until now. Our mindset was, we were Rabbeinu Ephraim people fundamentally, and Ron Rabbeinu Tam people, who believe that the basic din of Chatichat HaSavela is really truly Bas B'Cholav. Everything hinges about, it's all a din derais, it's lived in the Ba'ash of Bas B'Cholav, the Svar Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim refused to even be Gozer at Shari Surim. Rabbeinu Tam probably said, there is a Gezeira. And even according to Tosis version of Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Tikra maybe works deraisa, but the basic fundamental lungs of Ben Ephraim was everybody bought into. You know what the Sefer Reim just said? That Bas B'Cholav is the shvachest Chatichat HaSavela. It's the one that we don't really understand because it fundamentally shouldn't have been so. Because it's what? Because it's min. And it really shouldn't have met the standards of the Gezeira. But the Gemara says it is. We'll stuff it in. We'll do some work psychologically. We'll take psychology 101, hocus pocus, and we're going to turn it into, it's like, the same Gezeira applies anyway. Don't bother me. But be'ikaron, according to Ben Ephraim, where is real Chatichat HaSavela? Real. It's a joke. It's not real. They're abundant. Really, where? By Shari Surin. As a Gezeira, up to the Gezeira of, well, it didn't come in Ophic B'nai. Is everyone stunned at this point? Is anyone awake? Anyone alive at this point? Anyone see what the Sefer Reim just did? He took all the truths, everything that I've been... If I would have told you this the first day of Shia, no one would have continued, because you would have said, you would read all other Shia, you never heard of such a thing. This Sefer Reim just took every truth that we thought about Israel and shot it to the reeds. And said, there have been Ephraim, Svar, their eyes says, L'hoyot v'amei olam. The Ron's Gezeira, the Rabbanan, L'hoyot v'amei olam. It's a different Gezeira Lagamre. The real din of Chatichat HaSavela doesn't even really apply to Bas B'Cholav. It just got stuck in for good luck by Bas B'Cholav, but it really is by Kol Tarkula, i.e. by Tarovus and Mid-Bemidah. But by the way, Mim Sher Midataka doesn't apply altogether. What is beyond startling about the Sefer Reim is that he was a Talmud Muvak of whom? Rabbeinu Tam. I can't explain that one. If your Reim was a goin, shemagoinim, with the daily daily balei tosfos, and he's magilo to have his own revolutionary breakthrough in Chatichat HaSavela, different from anyone before and everyone after. You would never in a million years have appreciated this if you would have just read the Mordechai itself, because the Mordechai calls a snip of the Sefer Reim. All he calls for the Sefer Reim is, oh, by the way, you don't Chatichat HaSavela by kashable kelim. That's all. Nice, very nice. It's part of a whole term paper, part of a whole essay, part of a whole novel of his. Because he has this brand new approach to Chatichat HaSavela, therefore he has these three chidushim. Each one of them is questionable. Most of the Rishonim say this is not true. Tosfos says this is not true. And nobody says this is true. So nobody, the feeling is 90, none of the other Rishonim, standard Rishonim, from Rabbeinu Tam, from Rabbeinu Ephraim, from all the Balei Tosfos, from the Ramban, to the Rosh, to the Rashba, to Shulchan Aruch, nobody goes down this model of the Sefer Reim, but again, the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave multiple ways of understanding the Torah Kedosha, and if somebody like the statue of the Blazmi Mitz was able to read every single Gemara through the eyes of Israel, Torah Hil Elva Elu, it's also a chelik from Torah, and you have to bamish the oimek and read through the whole Sefer Reim with chilav yatsoif, to appreciate the godless and every nuance, and to see how every single nakuda of the last 3 months, he just made promise an instant of every single nakuda has been washed away by the Sefer Reim, you say, if it was available. So who here read the Sefer Reim, by the way? Nobody realized this. This is like the ABCs of reading the Sefer Reim. It's obvious. Go back to tomorrow and see what he said. Wait, we didn't finish it. Hold on. Okay. So Baisai, when's the earliest mincha today? When am
12-12.
12-12? That's a long talk for them. Okay. Alright. Where did that really mean?
Reuben,
okay. That's a chance to get through. Okay. So Rabbi Sai. Hayotim and Advarim is that we are concerned with Chatichat HaSavela's by Blias. Unlike the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch is against the Ramban. Aminig is not like the Ramban. Most of the Rishonim did buy into Chatichat HaSavela by Blias as well. And therefore, even if you know Kama Nafik B'nei, because you know how much Cholav there was, If you have basar also and they're tucked away from previous bliyas, that's going to throw your numbers off because openly they didn't come enough. But one thing should be absolutely crystal clear, b'li shum sofik whatsoever. If I take a spoon, a milking spoon, and I stick it into a fleshy pot, I could never, ever, ever require more than the volume of the spoon itself. That's like dvar pshutim. It's a habit that's bad enough to require the volume of the spoon, which we're not even sure is true, but le didn't come enough b'nei, and we have all the chumras, echtichlas nevelet. So nebuch, the worst, the most chomer of chumras, you can't get more from it than this. I'm the biggest machmir in the world. I insist on being mishai kedega the entire spoon with chilvet soif, whatever you think spoon means. The whole spoon part, the first part went into the tarobas, whatever you think. But more than that, it's e'efshar to be mishai. How could anyone ever require to be mishai more than the spoon itself? It sounds like a milsta pshita. Until you open up the who? What? The smack. Quoted by the Torah, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. It says, wait a second. The med of Amamurim, you can get away with merely being so lenient and only being Mashiach Kenegad the spoon. That's only if you did what? If you stuck the spoon in one time. But if you stuck the spoon in a second time, guess what? The clock starts over again. And now you need, get those calculators ready, you need what?
Twice.
Zwei Pumim, right? Two times, Shishim. And what if you did it a third time?
Three times.
And maybe. Oh my goodness gracious, where in the world did that chuba come from? What is that based on? What does that have to do with chal? Or not? Hopefully, tomorrow we have to pick up that angle of the sugya. So try to spend some time tomorrow reading through the Sefer Reich.